Newt Gingrich had also an Ollie North radio show and called the hotel. How had he known which hotel? I guess the Speaker of the House probably has ways of knowing. To invite us out for a Long Island-ass iced tea and shrimp scampi. He knew a very exclusive, what did this mean? No blacks, no Jews, no Democrats, seafood place. All our preconceptions were wrong, friends, because the right is a-changing. We had expected to meet any of several small, slender, often brightly colored salamanders of that genus Traturus and related genera, living chiefly on the land, but becoming an aquatic form during the breeding season, whose contract for America had seemed like a war on...
America.
War on America's poor, the 90% of the population who own 10% of the wealth loved our anthology, while the richest 10% loved our hypertext. Instead, we arrived at a Cajun club with very loud jazz and mostly African-American clientele. Newt's congressional limo had very conspicuously parked outside on the street of an abandoned warehouses and broken glass. We found him dancing right below the stage. He was wearing a lei, loud Bermuda shorts, and a heart-shaped rose-colored sunglasses. We got about 50 shrimp dipped in coconut batter and served with Thai peanut sauce. Newt wouldn't let us eat anything else. It was out of his question. This was his favorite dish. And we were going to drink pitchers of strawberry margaritas made with fresh strawberries, Cuervo Gold, and Grand Marnier, with extra lime. A drink he was nuts about. And he couldn't stop talking about the hypertext. We were ripping about Clinton and the whole healthcare thing and the Lewinsky thing, which even a year later you couldn't stop hearing about as if the whole thing were just an elaborate plot, a stage scandal wrought by covert black operatives to get all the people of America to get fed up and stop reading or watching or listening to the news altogether so a secret government could subvert the Y2K election and plant an operative in power, which theory Newt basically admitted was true. And El Shifa, the Sudanese pharmaceutical factory Clinton had bombed. He had made him laugh so hard that the margarita came out his nose. Even though the restaurant didn't seem like his kind of place, it was obvious he was appreciated there. He tipped big. He seemed to have lots of African-American friends. We had been so wrong about him. Sure, his contract for America was a war on the poor, but he had a lot of he was a lot more charismatic than we'd expected. Plus, he picked up the tab. On Uncle, he said.
One more page.
Uncle?
Uncle?